Talk Live. We're locked into the second hour of this program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. The number 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And a live Saturday show here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Jason.
Jason joining us from Tally.tv. You can see his video work, or some of his video work, there over at Tally.tv. You also work with Free Agents, FR33agents.com.
Which hasn't been released yet. It's okay.
Been open for a long time, right?
Well, it was kind of languishing, and it was time to renew the domain names.
I see.
And so I decided to go ahead and renew the domain names and give it a renewed focus. I'm publishing a lot more videos on the Free Agents YouTube channel, which are less edited than people might be used to at Tally.tv. But I think there's some great activist moments, and this will help us get more of them out there. And that's what we want to do. It's kind of like the anti-anonymous. We want to show the faces of liberty activists out there who are just fine with standing up for the principles of...
And putting their faces on what they're standing for, too.
Exactly.
And bravely so. In many cases, getting arrested and put in cages. We've got friends in a cage right now, as a matter of fact. So FR33agents.com isn't technically relaunched yet?
Well, people can use it. They can join. They can start groups. It's just not looking pretty. And the programmer just got done with it, and I haven't debugged it yet or tested it for bugs. So... If there are any bugs, just let me know.
All right, cool. And people can contact you through Tally.tv.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Tally. Our number here, 855-453. Before we continue with your calls, and of course you can call about anything, wanted to focus in on the last discussion we had. The very end of the hour, the gentleman called in. He had a situation where he bought a house and had it inspected. The inspector didn't check out the area that would have been the most important, unfortunately, to inspect, which was, I don't know if a crawl space is the right term, but he said it was like a half story or something like that, where it had been walled off. And apparently the last owners were big cat crazy people and had something like 67 cats in this house. They had gotten into this crawl space thing and had turned it into a litter box. When they cracked open the wall, they found out where the source of all the nasty smell was coming from when the house got into the summertime and discovered that, you know, they'd been had. And the folks that had sold them the house were up in their 80s or 90s, were going to pass away soon, maybe didn't have any money as well. So basically, the gentleman felt as though in the current system, which is the supposed system where the government's supposed to be out there protecting you from fraud and things like that, that in this current system he had no recourse, mm-hmm. that he couldn't get any kind of monetary value out of these folks after the fact, and was pretty frustrated by that. And I think one of the questions was, well, how would this be different if we didn't have a violent monopoly?
Well, I think the reason that he called in to bring it up is to say that these horrible things where you can't get restitution, they happen even though you have this enormous government and mm-hmm. this judicial system. So it's just going to happen. I mean, these awful things are going to happen. There's an experience, one of my first road trips before Motorhome Diaries, I was driving a truck with this 35-foot travel trailer behind it on the interstate at night in Montana. And so there was a semi-tractor trailer that was going to take the road, was going to pull in on the interstate. So like a courteous driver, I moved to the left-hand lane. And it was there that I discovered this guy on a bicycle on the left-hand lane. He was wearing all black.
Oh, boy.
On a bicycle, no reflectors or anything. I really came up on him at the last minute. So
wow.
I swerved right and then left again. So creating a fishtail for this travel trailer. I end up I'm with my girlfriend at the time, who's in the passenger seat asleep. We end up rolling in the median between the two interstates, and it's a travel trailer. If you know how they're built, it's they're built to be light. The wood isn't very thick. There's aluminum. So this just becomes debris all over the place and all over my possessions.
Wow.
This guy is clearly in the wrong. I saved his life by destroying all this property of mine. But come to find out, he was a dishwasher, just got off the midnight shift at the restaurant where he worked. For some reason, the route he took back and forth to work on his bike was the interstate at this hour.
Which in a lot of cases is actually illegal to ride a bicycle on an interstate.
He was breaking the law. I don't think...
Not that I think it should be, but...
Right. I don't think the state pressed any charges at him, but... he's a dishwasher, you know, working the midnight shift. How is he going to possibly, you know, restitute me for all the damage that that he caused? So I knew I would never see a penny of that money.
And you didn't get anything out of the insurance?
Well, just insurance covered it, but obviously I had tons of, it was a large travel trailer, and I was traveling the country at the time, so a lot of my personal possessions were there.
So the insurance wasn't insured for the possessions?
Didn't cover everything, no.
Not everything, but it covered some?
Covered the vehicle.
Just the vehicle.
Right.
Okay, because I would think that, now maybe I'm wrong about this, is when you're moving things, like with a, I don't know if it was like a Ryder truck or a U-Haul or something like that, or Penske, but do they have riders for their insurance policies where you can actually cover the contents? Because, like, for instance, you can get home insurance on or fire insurance or whatever on possessions as well as the home itself. So I wonder if that's available.
Perhaps, but it wasn't one of those services. It was a travel trailer that I owned.
So you had purchased. Okay, so it was yours.
Yeah.
So you were completely liable.
Right.
In that particular. Wow. Yeah.
And responsible for, I was also responsible for the cleanup. They had to bring, like, hazmat people. They had to. I think it was overkill because there was propane in the RV.
Oh, wow.
So it was a great
expense.
So
you got billed by the state? The state billed you for cleanup?
They used a service provider. It wasn't my choice. They called
the
first one in the phone book, and then I
and
got,
they billed
I got
you.
Billed, yeah.
So of all the money that you paid and all the taxes and all the time that you'd lived up into that point, yeah, that didn't cover it.
Right.
Incredible. 1-855-450-FREE. But the question is, how would something like these situations, whether the guy with the house or where you got the ripoff on the house or yours, how would those situations be different without having a violent monopoly around? Or would they? Or would they be different?
You know, I don't know how they would be any different. I mean, what am I going to do with this guy? I mean, am I going to try to ruin his reputation? He's a dishwasher that works the midnight shift. So I just let it go.
Right. Well, what else can you do? Yeah. I mean, what? It's just stuff.
Right.
You can always get more stuff. There's that. But, you know, go back to the house example of this guy that got ripped off. I mean, got a house full of cat dung, basically. And he didn't even realize it because it was wintertime when he bought it, so the smell wasn't there. Things started to heat up. Then they figured it out if they tore open one of the walls and found a whole bunch of cat dung back there. What do you do in that particular case? You have to wonder, you know, would the inspector or the title company or somebody... Would it be possible to hold somebody liable for not doing their job? Like, you know, you were the home inspector. You couldn't find evidence that there had been modifications done here and that there might have been something behind that wall. I mean, maybe I'm asking too much there.
Home inspectors can be expensive, and that's the service that you're buying. You want to make sure that you are getting value for the money, a lot of money that you're putting for a house. So it's a good investment, and you're right. Something happened to be wrong with the house and the home inspector didn't catch it, you would think that they would be liable and you would think that they would have a good insurance policy to be able to fund.
And that's where I would look to would be the insurance companies in this to, if those services aren't existing today, to say, well, these would be in some level of demand, like a houses as you bought it insurance policy, like to guarantee that what you expected to get, you get, and that you didn't get a lemon, like a no lemon policy of some sort, where the insurance company has, like, the, you know, a great inspector that they send in. Well, if you're going to buy our policy, we're going to send in our inspector, and he's going to make sure that, you know, we're writing the right policy here, and that we're not backing some crazy risk.
Right.
So I would think that things like that could exist, and that maybe had to, once again, buyer beware, right? Maybe had you contacted your insurance company for the trip, you could have said, hey, I'm moving across country. Can I order some extra insurance on possessions? So if you know more about the, you know, the insurance business and whether stuff like this exists today, because I'm no insurance expert. I'm just a talk show host. 855-450-FREE is the number here. But one thing you can be, you know, relatively sure of in a more free market is that people that have demands in the marketplace tend to have people looking to supply those demands, to meet those demands with products and services.
Right.
So I would think that a lot of those things, people want to feel secure when they buy a home. They want to know that somebody's got their back, and I think that folks could make some money on that. Because most home transactions go fine, and so the insurance companies would just make money on those, and every so often they'd pay out. And those houses would get blighted. Like, they would become, if an insurance company found that this cat house was there, that would go on the record, and nobody would ever be able to buy that house again without that, you know, that knowledge, presumably.
Yeah, but you'd also want something noted on the reputation of the sellers.
That too, yeah.
It's this old couple, and...
Although there's always the chance that they didn't know, right? There is that chance. 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Greetings again, this is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
Free. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give you the features on the site for free, including news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. News.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our emailed updates or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Once again, news.freetalklive.com. Bitcoins are the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated. And now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands. And I'm excited about these. I've seen some of them, and I haven't seen them in person, but I've seen the pictures, and I want to get one in person so I can take a closer look at it. They look really cool. And they can also be transferred back in normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and even holiday gifts. Be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. That's memorydealers.com.
Wait, so bitcoins are going to be things that you can hand people now?
They already are.
Oh, great. Do they have like a QR code on it or something? Or
No, I don't think so. QR is the codes that people have seen in print where there's the little dots, the little digital-looking dots.
They can scan them and they go to a website?
No, there is a code on there, but it's not a QR code. Okay, so anyway. It's just a letters and numbers combo. It's pretty neat. MemoryDealers.com to learn more about that. We go to the phones and to your thoughts. Let's talk to Amanda, ladies first, calling from Manchester. Amanda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Hi, Jason. Hi, Ian.
Hey, what up?
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk on air about the Basket Brigade that I told you about.
A Basket Brigade?
Yeah, the Basket Brigade for Thanksgiving.
And what is that?
It's a charity effort to provide Thanksgiving dinners to needy families.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and I want to involve Free Staters because I know that we all think that private charity is very important and more effective than charity through coercion. And
one of the critiques about the Free State movement, the idea of liberty-minded people focusing in one place, moving a bunch of people to New Hampshire, has been that, you guys just want to destroy things. You want to take things down. You want to take the government out. You want to get rid of it. You just want to destroy. And I think this is a great example of creating.
Totally. And the really cool thing about the Basket Brigade is that this isn't a new idea. It's already happening all over the world. The motivational speaker guy, Tony Robbins, I don't know if you...
I've heard of him.
Like, mm-hmm. Right. That guy. He originally had this idea a couple of decades ago because someone anonymously left a basket of food on his doorstep on Thanksgiving. And he decided he was really poor at the time, and he decided whenever he got somewhere with his life, he would pass that on. Mm. And consequently, there are hundreds of basket brigades across the country, all over the world. And I guess the current number is about 2 million people are fed every year through the Basket Brigade, and it's all private charity. It's voluntary action. And no one's doing it in New Hampshire. So
wow.
I think this is a good opportunity for Free Staters.
It definitely sounds like a market opportunity. Now, not just in New Hampshire, but people can do this across the country. Is it worldwide or just U.S.?
It's worldwide, yeah.
Okay. And so where do folks go to learn more about it?
Well, there's a website. It's not much of a website because this is the first year, and I don't have a lot of resources right now, but it's basketbrigadenh.org.
Now, is there like a national Basket Brigade thing?
You can Google Tony Robbins Basket Brigade, or I think it's anthonyrobbinsfoundation.org.
Cool.
You can read about, but the thing is that on the Tony Robbins site, he just explains the concept, and it's up to the individual organizers to implement it however they want. Just provide food to people on Thanksgiving.
And that's what you are. You're an individual organizer, and you're trying to get a lot more support here in New Hampshire. So you started a website, and so how can people support your efforts?
Well, there's a chip-in page. It's basketbrigadenh.chipin.com, something like that. And I have 30 families that have provided their home addresses for delivery, and I got their addresses from some private charity organization, so I didn't go to like social services.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mostly in Concord, and they'll be expecting that. But like I said, I have 30 families, and I have a lot of people who said yes on the Facebook event.
Mm-hmm.
But currently, like, I don't have 30 specific commitments, people saying I want to fill a basket full of food and deliver it personally.
Question about this. So let's say you're doing this. You've got these folks. They're looking for some food. Folks are bringing these baskets of food out to them. Would it be inappropriate to put like the real story of Thanksgiving in there as well, like as like a printout? Would it be inappropriate to do something like that, like to use it as an opportunity for outreach as well? For instance, because on Free Talk Live, we've talked for years around the Thanksgiving holiday about the real story behind Thanksgiving, which is essentially that the colonists had tried communism and centralized food distribution, basically, and property management, and they found that it failed, and so they figured out that when they gave people ownership of their land and allowed them to decide for themselves what to grow and how much to grow and how much to keep and how much to sell and all those things, then everything worked better and there was a surplus of food. I mean, it's an amazing story that they don't tell you in government school. So would it be inappropriate to use a charitable occasion for outreach like that?
I suppose that it's possible. Right now it's kind of bare bones, like let's just get the food in the basket.
Sure, that makes sense.
The president of the Free State Project, was talking about maybe at minimum throwing some copper FSP rounds into each basket, just because they are what they cost, like a dollar each, and then you know exactly who's giving you the basket.
So, so teach them about precious metals at the same time. One more time, the plug for the website.
You can donate at basketbrigadeandh.chipin.com.
Okay, and is that on the website, or is that just a separate site?
The website is basketbrigadeandh.org.
Yeah, it's better to keep it simple. I mean, if you could put the chip in on the site, then you can just direct people to the site. So basketbrigadeandh.org?
Yeah, and there's a Facebook event, and if you can find it, Basket Brigade, and then in parentheses it says FSP Charity Project.
So that's another way for people that are outside of New Hampshire to help out, to help activist efforts, and not just activism to, you know, overturn the state, but activism to, you know, to build community at the same time. I think that counts. And thanks, Amanda, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And I think some people may look at that and say, well, that's a bad idea. You just want to focus on the charity. You don't want to focus on a message. But the Salvation Army doesn't do that. I mean, look at what the Salvation Army and how they handle things. They help all kinds of people get a warm place to sleep and food in their belly. And, you know, they're going to ask them to learn a little bit about religion while they're in there. I don't think that's unreasonable, do you?
I don't think that's unreasonable at all. I would love to see the ideas of liberty be transmitted while you're helping people. I think because governments are going to fail, it's good that we start building more resilient communities, and if people can turn to their neighbors instead of the state, that is a definite win for liberty.
Yeah, and if I'm getting, as somebody who's pretty hungry and would like to have my family have a nice Thanksgiving but can't afford it, if I'm getting a whole bunch of food and I'm getting it for free, if there's a couple sheets of paper in there with some information on it about the real Thanksgiving story, I might just sit down and read that.
It's a fun story. Read it to your family.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-450-FREE. Of course, we'll probably tell you more about that as we get closer to Thanksgiving here on the show. 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's
1-855-450-Talk Live. Bring up anything you want and dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE, the live Saturday edition of the show. That toll free number, by the way, 855-450-3733, is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. There on the top right of the banner column, that's where you'll find the SACL CAI banner. As we go to the phones and to the fun, by the way, you can join us over at freetalklive.com and grab a bunch of archives up there going all the way back to 2006, and they're all completely free. Let's talk first to Adam, listening in Charleston, to WVTS. We're going to try him one more time here. I guess he had to go away from his phone earlier. Adam, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm on here. Hi, guys. I just want to apologize for that earlier. I delivered pizza. I had to run in and grab a pizza.
Not a problem, man.
I'm get fired.
We love the Pizza Dude callers. We've had you guys calling here for years on this show. So what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, you know, I got a lot of stuff on my mind, but really something that I'd heard about a lot lately is this asteroid 2005, YU-55, I believe it is. And it's supposed to come actually in between the Earth and the Moon between the 8th and the 9th of this month. And
really?
Actually, I don't know if you've ever heard of Richard C. Hoagland, but he was on a radio show the other day and said that he talked to, you know, some people that were, you know, more informed about the situation. And they said that there's a good possibility that it might actually smash into the moon.
And, oh dear!
You know, I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist myself, and so you know, I don't know how.
And what would happen if it smashed into the moon?
That's a good question. You know, I asked that same thing. I did a little bit of research, and I found out that there have been a lot bigger asteroids that have impacted the moon, and this one's only, I believe, they said, like 300 meters or so, and. But if it did actually smash into the moon, they say that it'll be one of the most brilliant displays of, you know, of something in the sky that humans can see that's ever been viewed within the last, you know, couple thousand years.
So then in that case, should we be rooting for it to smash into the moon so we can see something
well,
pretty?
Well, you know, I don't know. I would say not because, you know, they say also that it could change tides and change everything.
Oh yeah,
and but also at the same time, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the there's a national FEMA alert system that's going out on November 9th, which just happens to be the same date that asteroid is supposed to be coming in, and it actually was either a part of Comet Elenine.
Now, wait a minute. Point of information here is this national FEMA alert thing. What is that?
Well, I mean, it's basically a test of their system, of their emergency system. It's going to go all across the country, and it's the first time that they've ever really tested it.
So is this the one that I've heard rumor that there's some testing that may be going on with radio stations running a national EAS, some kind of, you know, your local station might stop down in the middle of a program at some point, play some horribly offensive tones, and then tell you that they're just testing their system. You're talking about having something like that happen on a nationwide basis simultaneously?
Right, and it will be nationwide from what I've heard, and it will be not only radio but also television stations, and I believe it's supposed to take over like basically every station that's out there.
Is this also the one that they're going to try? Now, I heard also rumor that they were working on a cell phone system as well. Is that also going to be included that you know of?
You know, I actually do not know about that. I haven't heard about that myself. So that's maybe something that you guys can research. And,
Adam, thanks for the call and the heads up tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That is the toll-free number here.
So I was frantically Googling this asteroid strike while you guys were talking, and
yeah.
I couldn't find anything. Google News doesn't know anything about an asteroid strike.
It sounded like he was listening to Coast to Coast, which is a very popular overnight show on a lot of radio stations. And you know, frequently they'll have people talking about ghosts and Bigfoot and stuff like that. And so, you know, natural disasters would be one of their subjects of discussion. He had a specific name for the asteroid. It was like 2005 BUI or something. It's a bunch of letters and numbers put together. Maybe if you were able to remember what that was,
right.
I certainly don't, and put that in, you'd be able to find it. But I wouldn't worry too much about it.
I think it's okay for everybody to come out of their underground shelters now.
Yeah, you know, I try not to, you know, what's the point of really worrying about it, right? It's either going to happen, and the tides are going to be turned, and or it's not. Odds are very slim that anything significant, I think, would happen out of the moon being hit by an asteroid. And as he said he did his own research and found out that this has happened before, that other asteroids of a larger girth had
struck
the moon.
Yeah.
So, what's the big deal?
Something to
talk about on the radio, though.
Yeah.
855-453. Amos, listening also in Charleston, West Virginia to WBTS. Hello, Amos.
Yeah, the thing I've heard about that emergency EAS system was that this is the first time, apparently, it's going to be controlled by the White House. Like, Obama is going to be able to instantly interrupt everybody's programming directly.
And this is supposed to happen on the 9th, you say?
That's what I'd heard on another show. Now, I don't, you know, it's just what I'd heard. I don't know what show I heard it on, but that's just where I heard it. But the real reason I called was,
well, if the government, point of clarification before you get to your real reason, if the government people and the federal government actually get to the point where they really can take over all the airwaves simultaneously, it will be an amazing feat for government, because
right.
that's a pretty big technological feat, and they probably brought in all kinds of contractors and spent billions of taxpayer dollars to make that possible. And of course, I would predict that when they try it, it'll probably fail. But if it actually does go off, that will be very Orwellian, very frightening, very V for Vendetta, and it'll be something that people should really be concerned about.
Well, I was going to say, today is November 5th, and remember, because in the fictional world of V, the state did have the power to broadcast on everybody's TV at the same time, and so he was able to exploit that. So
yeah. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, this is like apparently like they've developed the technology where somehow Obama can just throw a button in the White House office and instantly control, you know, break in on every station.
That's a scary idea. So what else were you calling about?
When Jason was talking about this accident he had, I don't know if he thought about this, but a lot of times when if you're renting trucks, that kind of thing, and there's damage involved, a lot of times that is covered under your homeowner's policy. There's a clause in your home. You might want to check with your homeowner's policy. If you have one, even if you have an apartment renter's insurance, there might be a clause in there that covers that damage. You need to go to your insurance agent. You're paying for this anyway.
Okay, thank you for that, but that was years ago. And
you might be beyond statute of limitations, but the second thing about this cat house, if this guy used a... I know in this state, and in some states, home inspectors have to be licensed.
Mm-hmm.
If the guy is holding himself out as a home inspector, there's also a National Association of Home Inspectors, but the thing I'm getting at is that if he holds himself out as a professional, he's held to a higher standard of care than a reasonable man is, and he's like an engineer, that kind of thing, and it may be strict liability. You might have more recovery against this inspector, but one thing that inspectors do in a lot of home, when they do home inspections, they do an environment, they're supposed to do an environmental air quality study, which picks up things like mold and that kind of thing. And you know, when you have cat dung, there's all kinds of spores and things that go in that can really make people sick.
Yeah, that makes me wonder. I mean, was this guy using a home inspector that was like a shade tree, or was it somebody who was, you know, somebody who has a reputation publicly for doing home inspections? It would be hard to believe that an insurance company would accept an inspection from somebody that didn't know what they were doing, but maybe they, you know, maybe things are that lax, and I don't know why that would be. And thanks, Amos, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Maybe a real estate attorney would be able to tell us more. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want to. Dial in toll free. Live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
Jason is here from Tally.tv, TALLEY.TV. What video are you working on currently? I know you probably have a few irons in the fire at any given moment, Jason.
I have hard drives just full of video. And so we took some great stuff today. The Shire Choir sang inside the liquor store in Concord. Some people were
which has never happened before, right?
Not to my knowledge. Now the Shire Choir, different members have sung in the police lobby of the Canaan Police Department. Mm-hmm. They've attended open mic nights. There's about over 100 people at the last April 20th celebration, the 420 celebration, inside the State House.
That's right, singing these great songs that were written by an activist to common tunes like Christmas carols in this particular case, and just completely lambasting the war on drugs. Good stuff.
Tis the season. I think we'll be hearing a lot more from the Shire Choir.
Right, and stay tuned over at freekeen.com because we're actually working up a song sheet. We kind of had a development version that was printed out today for today's activities, but we're working on a finalized, pretty version of the song lyrics. We'll have it put up over at freekeen.com, and you'll be able to download it as a PDF and print it out and do things where you are because sometimes there's a critique of Free Talk Live, and that is, you know, you guys are always talking about New Hampshire. Well, it is pretty exciting here, and there's some really neat things happening that aren't happening anywhere else, for the most part, in the entire country, if not the whole world, in the Liberty Movement. And I think that some of these things deserve to be focused on. So, for instance, we talk about some of the things that come out of this state, but can be used in a nationwide application. So you take these songs, you can put together your own Shire Choir. You don't have to be in New Hampshire for it. The Shire is a concept. It's an idea that can transverse or you know, go beyond political boundaries that we know of today. So there's, once this song sheet comes out for folks, they could print them out and do them in their local area wherever they feel is darn well appropriate. And, you know, you don't need a whole lot of people to go out and sing. You can have a handful. We only had, what, 5, 6, 7 today or something like that?
Right, and it's great. But that's the nice thing about living here in the Shire is that you'll have people that are so willing to do activism. It's a little bit more difficult other places. But this song sheet has 5 songs, We the Clause's Chronic Christmas Carols. And the handout is going to be designed to point out the hypocrisy of the state of New Hampshire that, on one hand, They will sell drugs to people. It's in the form of liquor, but they'll cage their competitors who are, you know, not harming anybody. They're providing a service that just happens to be in the black market because
they're selling pot or something like
that. Yeah, in order to like to grow a plant, cannabis, they call it manufacturing a controlled substance, which is ridiculous. The only person that you could bring charges against would be God, him or herself. But so anyway, this flyer points out the hypocrisy. I think going to liquor stores is the perfect place to do this type of outreach, to point out to customers, hopefully the news media and the world, that New Hampshire is just a bunch of hypocrites when it comes to the drug issue.
And a lot of states around the country, there's severe levels of control when it comes to alcohol. I mean, whether the state distributes it on its own or not, as they do here, which is obviously horrible and one of the most extreme levels of control that there can be, the alcohol boards in the various different states are little tyrants, and they've got all kinds of absurd rules and regulations. And singing about ending prohibition at a liquor store or wherever you are is an appropriate thing to do, because, you know, prohibition's still here. It hasn't ended. It's now called the war on drugs. And really, in a lot of places, liquor's still prohibited in some ways. You know, you some places down south, there are blue counties where you can't even buy it.
Right.
You have to drive to a different county and then drive back, which, of course, encourages drinking and driving. But that's a whole other issue. 855-450-FREE is the number. So stay tuned. We'll let you know when that sheet's available. Jason, you and I and some other activists have been working on those. Probably, I would guess, within the next week or two. But we'll give you a heads up when that's available at freekeen.com. Also, we'll get right to your phone calls. But first, you need to know about wisefoodstorage.com, because coming up this holiday season, perfect opportunity to get your friends and family something that's really could be incredibly useful. You know, you've got destabilizing events happening around the world at all times, everything from unemployment to food shortages, natural disasters. It's important to be prepared, and we were talking about preparation actually on the way back from our trip today, Tally, with the idea of having food. And in this case, wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry an up to 25-year shelf life. You can prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. Go to wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today. You can get your free entree sample. See for yourself. Taste it for yourself. And for a limited time, during the holidays, you can use our promo code, which is FTL, and get no-cost shipping and 10% off of any order. Wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. Use promo code FTL. Save money on shipping and 10% off the order, whatever you decide to get. Peace of mind. It's the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love at wisefoodstorage.com. To the phones and the fun, listening on XM Extreme Talk, it's Dave in Sioux, Indiana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's actually Evansville, Indiana, but okay.
Oh. All right. Well, Dave, what time are
you? I heard somebody mention about the meteor. You guys said you couldn't find anything on it. I've heard some other stuff about it on the XM here. Supposedly what it is it's a very large meteor, but it's going to pass within like 220,000 miles of Earth, which is closer than the moon.
Hmm.
So that guy might have thought maybe that because he heard him mention the moon that it was going to hit the moon, but they're not saying it's going to hit anything, and it's really not going to have any effect on Earth or the moon or anything else.
But it sure does help radio ratings when you've got somebody on that makes it sound like it could, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. But I haven't heard any reports, any of the other news talk shows or anybody that's talking about it. Everybody's saying that it's going to, you know, they know how far away it's going to be and that it's not really going to affect anything here.
So there's a media blackout on this asteroid.
It's supposed to be on the 8th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So just within a few days, I guess Tuesday is when it's supposed to pass by.
I wonder if it'll even be visible. I mean, it's probably not going to have a tail on it or anything like that, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But they said they found the reason they call it NBU-5 or whatever it is, they found it or spotted it first in 2005.
Gotcha.
Is when they were able to spot it.
Dave, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts on that, because we had somebody earlier saying, you know, there's this chance that an asteroid might hit the moon. And, you know, if something big hit the moon, maybe that could throw some of the gravitational pull off, screw up the tides, whatever. But shows like Coast to Coast, that's where they, you know, that's what they do. They kind of hype some things up. They hype up fear around things like, you know, food shortages or fear around the asteroids and whatever.
That would cause me too much anxiety to be a regular listener of shows like that.
some people love it. You know,
yeah,
they're really into it.
Sure.
And, you know, they also talk about ghosts and other unexplained phenomena, UFOs, etc. And I haven't listened in a long time. It's not worth even staying up for to me. But some people really dig that. It's one of the most popular. It's probably the most popular overnight show out there in the country. But then again, there aren't very many of those. 855-453. Let's continue. John is listening in Norfolk, Virginia to WNIS. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, John?
Oh, first of all, I just want to say this is why I love the show. You started off talking about liquor stores and within the span of a minute went to fresh package MREs and Meteors. So kudos to that. That's like the most ADD conversation I've ever heard in my life. I love it. I actually was calling in when I called in when the guy first brought up the Meteor. You said you weren't able to find anything about it on Google, but it was broadcast on Fox News a couple of days ago. This thing is supposed to be the size of a aircraft carrier. And, you know, I deliver pizzas in the Norfolk area, including on base. I've seen, you know, up close an aircraft carrier. Astronomically speaking, that's not that big.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Compared to the moon? Right.
Yeah, compared to the moon, you could have millions of these things on the moon.
I mean, if it lands on your house, it's going to be a problem, but otherwise, you'll probably be all right.
Yeah, if you're standing right under it, you know, yeah, you're kind of screwed. But, I mean, it's, well, for one, NASA's released a statement, it's not going to hit anything. The official name of the asteroid is 2005 YU-55. That's Yankee Uniform 55. It's going to pass between. The whole reason I think he brought up the idea of it hitting the moon was he mentioned he's a conspiracy theorist guy. And conspiracy theorists love this idea that FEMA is like a secret military police movement and that they're just going to take over the nation one day.
That is very popular within the conspiracy movement. And it is true that there is going to be a national EAS test on June 9th. And we did pull that information up here. We'll share some of it with you in a moment. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-453. But, yeah, some of the FEMA paranoia goes to the point of suggesting that they have, like, cattle cars for humans that they put on rails and will move people around in. And they have camps and stuff like that. And I don't know if there's really much evidence for that beyond the paranoid ramblings and videos of certain individuals. But that's not to say the government wouldn't do something like that.
I don't know. They had that was part of a plot line on The X-Files, is that the FEMA was pulling the strings.
More coming up here. You and your thoughts, welcome. 855-453. Take control of the airways. Hour 3 next. Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.